Let me just start the show off with a text from Jen.
Okay.
Who says, remind Ashley that Apple didn't actually invent all the technology, considering that over the past 10 years, her Android phone had features Apple phones didn't have, and then Apple ran huge ad campaigns introducing these features that she had had for years.
Maybe they didn't want them at first.
Oh,
they haven't invented all the technology, but they've invented a lot.
Oh, sure, and such a big deal about now we have a green phone. Can you believe it? A green phone!
You will never take my Apple products.
Oh, my gosh. I am so with you, Jen.
I know you are.
We can get exactly all the technology and then some for a lot less money. But anyway, I digress. Thanks, Jen, for getting in touch is what I'm saying. 888-922-7234 is the phone number. There's two kinds of people in the world. And
you don't watch Android TV, do you? No, Apple TV.
I don't
TV.
Watch that. I don't watch Apple TV either. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to pay a bunch for that money. No. Anyway, thanks for getting in touch. 888-922-7234 is the phone number. Lots more to text to get to today, but also news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, Rochester Institute of Technology vision scientist Andrew Herbert says half of the world will need glasses by 2050 due to myopia, also known as nearsightedness. The studies show that an important reason for this uptick is because we are spending so much time.
Screen time.
Focusing, yes, on stuff right in front of our eyes. Yeah. The screens, yeah.
That's why you got to take the break and look far off and do the eye yoga that Paul McCartney
does.
That's
what I was just going to say. Paul McCartney said he doesn't need glasses because of doing stuff like that.
That's right.
I know. I got to
stretch the muscles in your eyes.
I'm not doing regular yoga. It makes you think I'm going to do
exactly.
Eye yoga.
How's that yoga mat? Is it even unfurled yet in your room?
Well, a survey, Brad, found that people tend to reach for fast food when they're having a bad day. Maybe when their co-host is mean to them, too.
Oh, sure. I did. I did yesterday.
You did?
Yes.
Well, we're going to talk about this in a minute because we first usually turn to tacos. Researchers said that food that instantly improves our mood is tacos. 33% of people say it just makes their day better.
I have so much to say
followed
about this.
Followed by, we'll get into it in a minute then. So actors and veteran advocates Joe Mantegna and Gary Sinise are again set to co-host the National Memorial Day concert in Washington, D.C., May 26th. The annual event is to air as a 90-minute television special on PBS. However, you can also stream it on the network's website and YouTube. That's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is, the 7th day of May for 2024. Day 128 of the year, 238 days left in the leap year. Who has birthdays? There's actually not a lot of birthdays today. Interesting. One of the slower birthdays. But comedian A.D. Bryant from SNL is 37. Alexander Ludwig is 32. Mr. Beast, who's a YouTube sensation. He's giving away lots of money. He's 26. And Jake Bon Jovi. Does that name sound familiar?
It does.
Son of course, John, is 22 years old. It happened on this date in history in 1985. The first pig racing season began in Tulsa to culminate 10 weeks after the Arnold Ziffel sweepstakes. First year favorites included Marvin Hagler and Bruce Pigstein.
That's cute. I love those names.
In 1992, Spatial Endeavor was launched on its maiden voyage. In 1998, a Pasadena couple returned from vacation to find over 1,000 birds in their home.
Wow. Hey, guys, this house is empty. Party's over here.
Exactly. The flock of migratory swifts had flown down the chimney.
Oh, no.
Firemen helped clear out the birds in about 2 hours, but the mess took a lot longer.
Ew.
Wow.
Ew.
In 2002, Triple Crown winner Seattle Slew died at the age of 28. And it was what, Mystic Dan who won?
Yes, yeah. By a photo finish.
By a teeny
little bit of a nose.
And 2 years ago, we lost Mickey Gilley, one of the pioneers of the urban cowboy style. Special events for today, Childhood Depression Awareness Day, Concert Day, Teacher Day is today, Poem on Your Pillow Day. I don't mean a limerick, I mean a poem. Cosmopolitan Day, Roast Leg of Lamb Day. Have you ever had lamb in your life?
Is that the stuff with that green?
With the mint jelly.
My dad used to love that.
Yeah. International Tourism Day and World Asthma Day. You have a birthday and a special event. Tell us when yours is, and we will get it on the air. Dial the number carefully. It's 888-922-7234. Text or voicemail when your birthday is. We'll celebrate.
Ashley and Brad.
All right, so you brought us information in the news saying that when people are feeling stressed or having a hard day, they often turn to fast food. I don't think that's a new notion. This has been around for a long time, and it doesn't have to be stressed or in a bad mood. People turn to fast food a lot.
We do, but if we're having a bad mood, we specifically, at least according to this, 33% of us turn to tacos.
Yeah.
That's our number one fast food.
Funny you should mention, because over the weekend, I was having quite a day. Quite a day.
Uh-oh.
And then I thought, you know what? Just forget the diet for one second. You know what I did? I went to the store and I got a big old bag of taco-flavored Doritos.
Your favorite.
My favorite.
Yes. You eat the whole bag?
I decimated that bag. Well, 5/6 of it, I'd say.
Right.
But I was like, I feel so horrible. But I felt so good. Oh, so delicious.
Here's a couple of crumbs for everybody left at home.
Exactly.
Well, they say tacos. That's the one thing we definitely go for. Followed by bacon and eggs.
Okay.
Then steak. Who's buying steak right now? Who can afford that? Yeesh. And fried rice. Those are the things that we're getting for. And I do find, you know, normally I'm going to go for like an ice cream cone or a sun. I'm going to go for the sweet. That wasn't even on here.
Yeah. Salty, crunchy.
Maybe they were thinking meal. But then again, ice cream could be a meal. Mm. They're eating it wrong. They don't know what they're doing.
No, I think so.
What about you guys? What's your fast food go-to when you're just having a bad day?
Let us know at 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show. If you've missed these words, they are accumulated on our website, Ashley Brad Radio. Go to the link at the top. You'll see the 292 words, to be exact.
That's a lot.
Coming up on 300. All right. Today's word is a homophone. It is a word that sounds like something else. But today's word is an adjective from French mid-17th century. It is complacent. Complacent.
Complacent.
Yeah, complacent. And like I said, it's a homophone, so which way are you going to spell it? Here is music.
I don't know.
Okay.
C-O-M-P-L-A-C-E-N-T.
Is incorrect for this word, but it's correct to spell the other version of complacent.
Why only have spell that one?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All right, what does this one mean?
This one is C-O-M-P-L-A-I-S-A-N-T, complacent.
Complacent.
It's an adjective which means willing to please others, obliging, agreeable. Larger breeds of dogs tend to be incredibly sweet and complacent pets.
Oh.
The dentist found that her new receptionist was both competent and complacent. So, complacent is similar to the other word, complacent.
Okay.
C-U-M-P-L-A-C-E-N-T.
Uh-huh.
But they have different meanings.
That's the way I spelled that one. So, what's that one mean?
They come from both the Latin word complacere, to please. But complacent, this word with the A-I-S-A-N-T, describes a sense of being willing to please others, while complacent means self-satisfied with one's personal.
Yeah, because I don't want to say a new employee is complacent. That I would think that would be not a nice thing to say. You'd have to spell it if you want to use it in the nice way.
Exactly. And I mean the AI version, not the A-C-E-N-T version.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks for everybody getting in touch with us on the voicemail, because you leave us words all the time. Including we ask questions about what words have you struggled to spell. Well, one of our callers said this.
The one word I have struggled with for nearly 30 years is guaranteed. And to this day, I cannot spell it without seeing it.
G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E-D.
You know, there are times, though, where I'll spell something and then I'll ask you, is that right? And you're like, yeah, but it looks wrong to me.
All the time you ask me that.
That's so
weird. Is that how you spell it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. Because we've been doing this word of the day so long, I'm second guessing myself no matter what I spell.
Go with your first guess. Have you not learned that by yet?
You think.
Okay. Anyway, get in touch with us. 888-922-7234, the phone number to do so. And here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, the world is a step closer to having, quote, a game-changer cancer vaccine. The world's first personalized cancer vaccine is being tested in British patients and is being described as, quote, one of the most amazing developments in modern cancer therapy. It's currently being used to treat melanoma, but it's now going to be entering final trials at University College London for other cancers like lung, bladder, and kidney tumors. Yeah.
Okay.
So people want to be left alone for at least 4 hours a day. 4 hours is what people say they need to feel their best.
Really?
Do you get left alone for 4 hours a day?
Not every day, no.
Not every day?
No, no.
Not most days?
No. You should be. You got nobody. You got a roommate.
But I got to go to my other job. I'm around people all the time. I can't just walk in and go, don't talk to me. I mean, I could, but...
You could.
Maybe I should start doing that.
I think you should start demanding
your 4 hours. And my daughter, there's
always
somebody there, which is not a bad thing. It's just I don't get 4 hours.
Okay.
So NBC has renewed Night Court for a third season. The comedy takes place in a Manhattan criminal court where Abby Stone, recognize that last name, played by Melissa Rauch, has taken over her late father Harry's job as the Night Court judge. John Larroquette reprises his role of Dan Fielding in the sequel series
as
well.
How about that?
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Let's talk about your personal spending habits here on the Ashley and Brad Show, because, look, I'm no economist, but it seems like the economy is doing horribly and prices are up on everything.
It's expensive.
I once again got 3 little bags of groceries.
$9,000.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy making. But anyway.
They say, survey after survey says, we make ourselves happy when we spend a little bit of money on ourselves.
Okay.
In fact, this survey says the average person is spending $53 a week on things that make them happy. And that's a little over $7 a day, right? Yeah.
Don't spend $53 a week, I can tell you that.
I do. I sure do.
I'm sure you do.
Because I'll go through.
Way over that.
Well, because just like the one coffee at my place, favorite place is about that. And that's, so
you
if you
can't
did that
be spending
time,
that kind of money.
Well.
And then cry
I
about,
know.
Where's all my money going?
Where'd my money go? But that's the thing. I thought, you know, my favorite little burrito used to be just over $3. Now it is $5.13. I know.
Yeah.
So, but I got to be careful because I'm not.
Yes, you do.
I'm turning around and I'm like, okay, but that's not. Those are consumables that I'm using with my $53, and mine tends to be more than that.
Well, but it's expensive consumables that you could be saving money on.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
So what about you? Do you sit there and
I feel,
pick a little
look,
something
I
up
feel,
here and there?
I normally do have some cash, but I feel guilty if I'm spending any of it.
Really?
Because it's like I want to have it for, like, emergencies or something. But
well, an emergency
spend,
burrito?
No. I mean, yes, I occasionally will have some fast food, but I'm like, yeah, I could probably make something at home. It's cheaper, that kind of stuff. So I'm trying. I mean, I bought 2 new pairs of jeans that I went for super bargain basement prices on.
Yeah.
That I was like, ooh, that's, I don't
that's deep.
Yeah, that's a lot.
What do you guys spend your happy money on? Your $53 a week? 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad Show. It's time for the game that we have yet to settle on a definitive name. It's either Guess That Celebrity Voice or Who Dat. So I'll play you some clips of celebrities from film, actually.
Okay.
And you'll have to tell me who it is. I mean, some of these low-hanging fruit.
Give me the low-hanging fruit first.
Oh, please. It doesn't get lower than this.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Come on.
Well.
And I love his new insurance commercial, too.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, but from what movie? Let's make it a little harder.
Oh, come on. You're going to make me guess the movie?
Yes.
Terminator?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yes.
Okay.
But first or second?
Come on. I don't know. 2?
Second, yes.
Okay.
Terminator 2. How about this one?
Don't you have some kind of a line that you keep open for emergencies or for celebrities? I'm both. I'm a celebrity in an emergency.
Yeah.
That's got to be Groundhog Day, right? Bill Murray?
Is correct, yeah. Yes. That is Groundhog Day. How?
I don't remember that scene, though.
Wow, sure. He's in the snowstorm. He's placing a call.
No, I know he's in the snowstorm. Where was he called? Was he in the bed and breakfast when he did that?
No, I think it was just some payphone when he was stuck on the freeway. And,
okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Here's this one.
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Yeah.
Well, don't ask me which one it's from, because I don't. It's Back to the Future, but I don't know if it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Christopher Lloyd.
Yes, correct. Doc Brown from the first one. After Marty just said, "You built a time machine out of a DeLorean." Short, but pay attention. What movie is this from? Who is this celebrity?
I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah.
I'm an excellent driver.
I'm an excellent driver.
I'm an excellent driver.
I'm an excellent driver.
Mm-hmm. He sure is. First of all, who's the celebrity? You tell?
That's not from Baby Driver.
No. The only word that's missing is definitely.
I'm an excellent driver.
That's Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man.
That's correct. Yes. Couple more. Okay. Let's try another low hanging fruit.
Okay. Au contraire, baby. I think you can't resist me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Mike Myers.
Yeah.
I just don't remember which Austin Powers was that. The original? Was that Goldmember?
That's the original. That's International Man of Mystery.
Okay.
And fine, let's try something hard, please. How about this one? Who's this?
I may die in the cell tonight or in the arena tomorrow. I am a slave. What possible difference can I make?
The context is very key. That could give away the whole...
I don't have any idea.
Yeah. Well, it's what he's saying you need to pay attention to.
I may die in the cell tonight or in the arena tomorrow. I am a slave. What possible difference can I make?
Yeah.
So it's somebody in jail.
Die in the cell or in the arena tomorrow. There's the key right there.
Or in the arena tomorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One more time.
What kind of arena?
I may die in the cell tonight or in the arena tomorrow. I am a slave. What possible difference can I make?
Oh,
is that like a wrestling movie? Is that like Ric Flair or something?
Ric Flair, no.
Woo!
No, it's not Ric Flair. It's a film that depicts a certain epoch in history, in world history, when the entertainment was definitely done in an arena, but it was...
is this like a Gladiator?
Oh, it is exactly the film Gladiator. Who is that celebrity?
I don't know.
What? You don't know
I know Russell Crowe was in it, but that doesn't sound like Russell
Crowe. That's Russell Crowe.
It is?
Yes, that's Russell Crowe. Gladiator. Are you not entertained? Is what he says when he's out in the... I'm going to guess you've never seen Gladiator.
No, that's not my film, kind of. But I know that it is what it is.
All right.
Ashley and Brad.
Oh, it's Ashley and Brad on the radio. This is the kind of stuff you can expect to hear. Are we tackling hard-hitting political divisive hot-button issues?
Not on this show.
We are not.
No, we know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
We read everything.
We see what's happening on the campuses. We see what's going on in the world.
We know. We just don't talk about it here.
What are we talking about instead? Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood. Say in your neighborhood. We're talking about Sesame Street characters.
You know what, though?
Because that's the important stuff.
We all grew up on Sesame Street.
Yeah, we did.
And, of course, over the years, they've added more and more and more different characters. But if you look back at the show, when you watched it, what Sesame Street character do you most identify with? And be like, I would be that in my real life.
Are you kidding? I would be Guy Smiley. Who was the host of everything. Guy Smiley out here on the streets of Sesame Street. Just, you know, with his microphone in his hair. It was just like, I want to be Guy Smiley.
I think Grover for me, for sure. His intentions are so good, and he's misunderstood a lot, but he's a really sweet. I just love Grover.
He is. He's a good guy. I mean, you know, Oscar the Grouch, a touch of Snuffleupagus.
I'd put you in that Oscar category.
Ernie and Bert. I mean, all the I'm thinking classics. I'm not talking Elmo or Abby Cadabby later
Elmo.
Stuff.
Elmo?
No.
You didn't grow up with Elmo?
No. No.
I loved Elmo.
No, Elmo was way after. No, I'm talking about the OG characters.
I thought he was an OG character.
Mr. Hooper was like the OG character.
Hooper.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Mr. Hooper. How about you guys? Which Sesame Street character do you think you're most like?
Let us know at 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks for getting in touch, listeners, all the time. You tell us that you're loving the music. In fact, here's somebody saying exactly that.
Just because I'm an older person, 79, I really appreciate the music. Good job, guys. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. The music, timeless. Everybody can enjoy music on the station. Thanks for calling
us. Thank you.
And letting us know, 888-922-7234 to do so. Texts also, We'll get to some of those later, but also news right now.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, Rochester Institute of Technology vision scientist Andrew Herbert says half of the world's population, will need glasses by 2050 due to myopia, also known as nearsightedness. Study after study shows that, and it's been a pretty big uptick in the last, like, 20 years. They said we're just spending so much time focusing on...
on that little tiny screen.
Any screen. A computer.
A foot away from your eyes,
yeah,
and that's
it. I work on this computer all day. And then one of my other jobs is another computer job. So it's plus.
We got to take time away and stare off in the distance.
It's true. So about 40,000 meals are expected to be served each and every day during the Olympic Games. More than 15,000 athletes from 200 different countries are housed at Olympic Village. They are going to have freshly cooked meals and gourmet dishes, by the way, by renowned French chefs. The Olympic Village is also going to feature a boulangerie featuring fresh produce and fresh baguettes.
Yeah.
Fresh baguettes every single day.
Okay. But a lot of them will not be indulging in that kind of. They'll be doing their, you know, same routine that they
need to
train with, their proteins, their...
Don't you remember Usain Bolt?
No starches and all that kind of
stuff.
And
his 200 chicken nuggets every day. So SNL has announced the final hosts and musical guests for its 49th season. This Saturday, May 11th, it will be hosted by Maya Rudolph with musical guest Vampire Weekend. And May 18th, host Jake Gyllenhaal with musical guest Sabrina Carter. And then reruns, of course, during the summer. Season 50 of Saturday Night Live will premiere in the fall sometime, probably early to mid-October. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, like I said, let's take a trip back in time for just a moment, listener. Many of you can identify and agree with this wholeheartedly because we grew up riding in the back of pickup trucks, drinking water from a garden hose, playground equipment that had no rubber chips underneath it.
We had a metal
that
slide.
Slide was metal in the hot Miami sun.
Just burned the whole way down.
Jungle Gym was like, if you fell off, good luck to you, because you were going to break something for
sure. I ended up in the emergency room a couple of times just because of that, with broken bones.
No helmets on bikes, no pads on it. I'm telling you.
Well, because when you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how that works.
And we all live to tell the tale.
Right.
And Evel Knievel was out there jumping a stock motorcycle. Look. And we just wanted to be like him.
Yeah. Wow. But it's interesting because the experts say there are some things that we think are safe, but they really aren't.
Okay.
And one of them, the first thing on the list, because we've got Memorial Day and the cookouts and all the summer stuff coming up,
right,
a lot of us probably haven't touched that grill since last summer ended.
No, we've been touching it all spring.
Well, you might be, but not everybody does. And they clean it with like those metal bristle things, which can come apart and end up in your food. You can get, you know, have some real problems with that. So they're saying use a bristle-free bamboo or wooden scraper. And that way you don't ever even have to worry about it. So just
and then you'll have to go through those a bamboo scraper. Because it's not going to last like a metal one.
I don't know. This I've never done. I have walked on a treadmill before, but it says there's a safety belt clip. Did you know that? I did not know that there was a safety belt clip.
No.
Because I have seen the videos where people are running or walking on a treadmill and they end up, you know,
falling.
But this thing connects to that. There's an emergency stop button. And if you fall, it stops the machine.
I mean, for my cardiologist, if I have to do a stress echo, they'll make you run on the treadmill. And then there's, I think, something for people who need it. But no, I've never seen one in the gym.
I think it's probably on there. You just have never noticed it. And apparently you're supposed to use it.
No.
I have never.
These are the newer. That's what I'm saying. They probably over-engineered the safety products years later, but we were using treadmills without safety belts. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I've never used one. I've never even seen anyone use one, but they're saying these are one of the things. And then this one, do you drive around? Does your dog have a car seat?
No, because he doesn't go in the car with us.
He doesn't ever?
I mean, on trips, but not a car seat.
Bo-chos.
No, I'm not taking him to the grocery store
like everybody else is every day. But they said, because here's the thing, even if they're chill enough to not disrupt you, although I cannot tell you how many times I see people driving with little dogs in their lap.
In the lap.
And they said, first of all, they're totally unprotected in a crash.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they could become a projectile if you
sure can.
So maybe consider a little doggy or in my case, a big doggy little chain seat thing for them.
Ashley and Brad.
Ashley and Brad on the... Oh, wait a second. Are you telling me that there's some company coming already this early in the show? Oh, look at this. It's the spinners.
It's the spinner. Come on in, everybody.
Come on in. Make sure to close the door, fellas.
Don't let the air conditioner and the heater out.
They've come to tell us that it's game time as we get to play Everybody Knows. This is the game where you and I and everybody knows the answers to these patently simple questions.
Mm-hmm.
The question is whether we can answer all 10 of them. In 60 seconds. That's the catch. All right, you go first.
Okie dokie. Is that timer ready?
It's ready.
Okay. I want you to tell me what kind of dog is often found racing on a racetrack.
Greyhound.
A heated plate for smoothing wrinkles at a close.
Oh, an iron.
What is a continuous pain in the head?
Headache.
The sun gets in the driver's eyes. They can pull this down.
Visor.
Yes. What sort of clothing is a tutu?
For ballet, it's a, you know, a waist, a dress, a thing, okay. A little fluffy dress.
Okay, it's a small lockable cabinet, common in schools and gyms.
Locker.
Speaking of time, what is antimeridium?
A.M.
Commonly known, yes. To wind things together in opposite direction, also a dance in the 50s.
The twist.
A hard surface, wood or plastic for slicing food.
Cutting board.
And a thick sauce for dunking food before eating.
Remoulade, a dip, a sauce, a dip.
You got all 10, my friend.
See, look at that. It's the 60 seconds that helps. Normally, we're doing 30 seconds.
I know. Well, that makes a huge...
I thought we'd maybe take it a little easier this time.
You know, I've been asking you that for years.
Yeah, but it's just a one-off,
oh,
though.
It's more fun when there's less time.
to do the questions. All right, are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay. What's the modern capital of Israel?
Tel Aviv. Jerusalem.
Rover can let himself outside and back through this special opening.
Doggy door.
How is 1,000 represented in Roman numerals?
I'd pass.
In Lord of the Rings, Frodo and his friends are on a quest to take what precious object to Mordor?
The ring.
Halloween song about a dance that was a graveyard smash.
The Monster Mash.
Who was Laurel's comic partner?
Hardy.
Who was the lead singer of the Grateful Dead?
Yeah, with the gray hair and the curly pass.
Wow.
Jerry Garcia.
Yes. Beloved English princess who died in a car accident.
Oh, Princess Grace.
Who died in a car accident in 1997.
Oh, her daughter, Stephanie.
No.
It's one of them. Caroline.
No.
I don't know.
What shouldn't you count before they hatch?
Oh, Diana, that one.
Yes.
I was on the Princess Grace.
What shouldn't
Grace.
You count before
your
they
eggs.
You shouldn't count your blank before they hatch.
Your chickens.
What date is the summer equinox?
June 20th.
First.
June
21st.
21st.
Yeah.
I thought it could be the 21st.
How have you still gone through life without knowing Roman numerals?
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Have to be your thing, but you have to know them.
I don't know. Why?
1,000.
When am I ever using Roman numerals?
For the Super Bowl every year. That's when. Of course. By the way,
is it L?
M.
M.
For millennia. A 1,000.
Seen, but thousand.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. And, folks, it's Captain from Flight Deck here. We're about to reach our final destination. If you go ahead and bring up those seat back straight tables, flight attempt me through the cabin in just a few seconds, collect all the garbage. Get ready for our final destination.
I know. You never know. I can never understand what they're saying.
That's basically what's been said is right there. And one of our listeners is a captain.
Yes.
Didn't disagree. But anyway, lots of travel going to be happening for summertime. We're
going to
be taking off in about a month from now.
Yeah.
So there are tips from flight attendants and flying pros.
Yes.
Well, my friend Dominic. He's 300 days out of the year he's on.
Well, that's his job. He travels
somewhere.
A lot, right? He's got to go someplace almost every day.
All the time.
Right.
Millions of flyer miles. You know, he knows how to. All I see are pictures of him in an airplane.
So I wonder if he would agree with this then, because there are, sometimes you're just on a little 45-minute flight. It's not that big of a deal. But once it hits like 3+ hours, you got to stand up and stretch. It can be a little bit, you know, harder. And so they said, what are some of the best tips from both flight attendants and people like your friend Dominic, okay, that's constantly flying.
Use that recliner whenever possible.
That's exactly what they said not to do.
I disagree wholeheartedly. It's there for a reason. I don't care if they say it in pizza. Everyone else is going to use you use it as far back as it'll go.
They're not, which is maybe a half an inch.
Okay.
But then use a half an inch. They're pulling them from airplanes.
Okay, but until they don't.
But here's what they said instead. No, they said don't. Ugh. They said instead of doing that to sleep, because it's not comfortable anyway. You're not going far enough back to relax.
But I'll take the little bit that they give me.
They said stack a few pillows on your seat tray and then just lean forward. You'll get a way better sleep.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. There's your way to rest and recline.
Sleeping forward like I'm preparing for a crash. No, thank you.
They said, go ahead while you're waiting in the lounge area on the inside the food court and carb up. Because if you eat some starchy foods before you board, you'll be a little bit more drowsy.
Okay.
And then you can kind of
I can wee with no carbs. Yes, I know you can. I don't need all those.
If you wear some earbuds, maybe you're listening to an audiobook, maybe you're just listening to music, whatever it is, maybe people don't see that you have those, and so you still might get bothered. But they said if you put on a sleep mask, nobody's going to talk to you.
Okay.
They won't bother you at all.
No, you'll get an elbow. Sir, we're about to land. Sir. Sir.
Or the person next to you. Excuse me, I've got to go to the bathroom again. Yeah. Pardon me. And a lot of times now you can pick which seat you want.
Sure.
And they said don't sit close to the bathrooms if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
Because then you're just dealing with people coming in and out. And, you know, maybe it's not always going to be the best.
Okay. That's obviously near the front or the back.
Right.
So. And the center part near the wing, it tends to be the more stable. It's less of the motion.
Yeah, so if you get motion sickness, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Katie, Grant, Donna, Deborah, Teresa, Mike H. Just a few people are getting in touch with our show on our text line, 888-922-7234. Katie says, if I am judging someone, I don't think of it as silly. It might be a little silly, but sometimes it's not always negative.
Well, what is she judging them about, I wonder?
She didn't say. Ashley says, Grant, she grew up using an Apple computer in school?
Yes.
When he was growing up, it was a Big Chief tablet and two tin cans and a string tied between. And so let me dispel any notions he may have, because Grant goes on to say, how young is she, for crying out loud?
Super.
Not that young, Grant, is the answer.
How did you not have computers growing up in your school?
Because we didn't.
Well, you didn't have air conditioning, which is in Miami.
Right. And we were the first class to have to raise the money to air condition it and get it funded.
But you were already out of the school, right?
In high school, computers were just coming as I was leaving. So we missed
it. But then in college.
Yeah, in college. Yeah. But it was still just a word processor. It wasn't quite the full. Anyway. 888-922-7234 is the phone number to get in touch. And here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, this is right up your alley because you love superhero movies.
Yeah.
Watching a superhero could be good for your health. That's right, kids. Not just for all of us. It's good for everybody. Of course, they're not just great entertainment. They also help you conquer your fears. They improve your confidence and reduce anxiety, according to a recent study.
Hmm.
Experts say taking a big action thriller could be used as kind of a, quote, cinema therapy for those with a range of psychological disorders.
Okay.
They found that exposure to superheroes reduced symptoms of anxiety by 20%.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Okay.
Would you like to be alone during the day?
A couple hours would be nice, maybe.
Okay. They said not only do we want to be left alone, we want to be left alone for at least 4 hours a day.
Wow.
I don't know who's getting 4 hours of alone time.
Okay.
They said that's what we feel we need to make to operate optimally. So Robin Hood is set to make a return in a new movie called The Death of Robin Hood. It's described as a darker reimagining of the character. Hugh Jackman as the lead role opposite Jodie Comer. Production is expected to kick off February of 2025.
Robin Hood, along with Dracula, and I think these are the ones. Robin Hood, along with Dracula and Sherlock Holmes, is about the most portrayed character in film history.
Wow.
Because, well, I mean, think about it. Errol Flynn and Kevin Costner.
Over Batman? I thought there were like 1,000 Batman, too.
That's just in the last 30 years there have been that many Batman. But historically, there's a lot of those. Anyway, interesting.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks, everybody, for being a part of the Ashley and Brad Show. The phone number to get in touch about everything we're discussing is 888-922-7234. It's 888-9-AB-RADIO. Now, the reason I say that is because we always encourage you to get in touch with us about everything we're discussing. Now, this would be one of those everyone's got an opinion of type breaks, I would imagine.
Yes.
Because in the morning time, just not here, but around the world, there are two favored beverages that specifically deal with morning.
Right.
Now, tea still remains the number one drinker
number
around the world.
One.
Coffee is probably two.
Yeah, then, for sure.
Then beer is actually, I think, third.
Really? For breakfast?
Well, not for breakfast, but, well, it depends if you're going to college or not. But I mean, just
where
in,
do those
in
people
general.
Live?
But yeah.
Oh, yeah,
but for breakfast, no, definitely coffee or tea.
Well, and that's the thing.
And then juice.
I know a lot of people like juice, but for me, it's definitely coffee or tea, but I'm 95% coffee, 5% tea. How about you in the morning?
100% coffee. I never have tea in the morning. I mean, I'll occasionally have tea.
But it's in the afternoon?
But yeah, generally
an
later.
An afternoon with a crumpet?
And again, coffee I just started drinking 5 years ago?
Right. Well, they asked Americans and they said between coffee and tea, what are you picking? And they said, if you're drinking tea, you're more likely to wake up early. You like to do outside things. You tend to be... You're more of an ambivert, so you like a balance of introvert and extrovert. Mm-hmm. You describe yourself as adventurous, so tea drinkers are more that.
I see.
Coffee drinkers, however, we like to sleep in later if we can.
Yeah.
We like indoor activities.
Okay.
Watching movies is huge. More likely to be introverts. Coffee drinkers, introverts?
Wow. Okay.
I was a little shocked by that.
Yeah. That's a huge, broad, generalized swath. All coffee drinkers are extroverts or introverts?
But a lot.
Mm. Now, how you take your coffee or tea, I'm sure, says a lot more about you.
Then they broke it down into those. If they are drinking coffee or even tea, do you put creamer in it?
Right,
do you drink just plain?
Just black. Just plain.
No, you and
right
my mom
out.
With the black coffee.
Well,
ugh,
that's how you taste the stuff without all the sweetness and the other stuff.
So how about you guys? Are you a tea person in the morning? Are you a coffee person in the morning? And does this accurately describe you?
Let us know. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Snap to attention, soldier. Fall in line and do not eyeball the general as you report for general trivia with those toes on the line, shoulders back, chest down, stomach in. You're going to give me any general trivia question about anything
I
in the world.
I certainly am.
Okay.
Well, not as many of us read books as we probably should, although your father and my mother were huge consumers of books. And when they both passed away, we both mentioned how we had just go through just boxes and stacks of books. But for the majority of us, when we're done reading a book, what are we going to do with it?
Wow.
I think my mother kept every book she ever
Well, that's
read.
What I'm saying. Put it on a shelf in the garage like I have and just never read it again.
Nope.
Well, I'm going to guess that they probably donated.
So that's what I would have thought. But only 10% of us are donating the books after we read them. There's another percentage that do this, and I don't think I've ever done this with a book.
Okay, so then probably resell it is the next thing.
Selling the book.
Well, if it's a rare printing, then obviously you can
that's different.
Fetch a lot of money. But there is a used book market to be sure. No question.
It never even crossed my mind to sell it. I just thought I'll give it to somebody.
Oh, I've thought of it. It just takes an extra few steps to go. Oh boy, you gotta post it and take a picture. And
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you this little tidbit of information that takes place on May the 7th. Today is National Tourism Day.
Yes.
Which it's the kickoff of summer soonish. So get ready for those travel plans.
We gave you some airline tips earlier, as a matter of fact. And this is the day when, travel enthusiasts, those of us who focus on where to go, meet up with the marketing professionals, those that say, hey, come here, come here.
Mm-hmm.
And it just boosts the local economy through tourism. So today, the two of us come together and deciding where you can go. Boy, that can take a while.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to please everybody because there's someone that, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
The number one most popular destination in the entire world?
Yes.
The Eiffel Tower.
Wow.
Number one in the U.S.?
Okay.
Any guesses?
Grand Canyon.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. And they said travel is great for lots of things. It makes us happier and we build self-confidence as well. So consider traveling someplace, even here in this state.
Ashley and Brad.